Topic 3. The hottest food. Listen and answer question number 1. Welcome to the food fair. I'm going to take you on the hottest food tour in town. We will tour the restaurants that serve the world's spiciest food. Look at these posters. Here we have a picture of a traditional Korean meal. The many side dishes of vegetables, seaweed, and kimchi make this look like a mild vegetarian feast. Don't be fooled. Ginger and garlic add some spiciness to Korean food, but red pepper gives the food its heat. There are many milder foods in the Korean cuisine, but the red pepper makes much of the food hot. You may want to try a milder version before eating a traditional meal. Next, we have a Mexican feast. Mexican food is also hot. Here they use the chili pepper. The heat in a chili pepper is well known. Mexican dishes are filled with meat spiced with chili peppers. Don't forget the famous salsa sauce. It is a vegetable sauce spiced with jalapeno peppers and may be added to many foods to heat them up. Before piling on some salsa, you should check if it's mild or hot. The final picture is of a Thai meal. Thailand is also well known for its hot food. Here you can see a traditional meal of soup, a curry dish, and a dip with fish and vegetables. Thai curry is a strong spice, but it is not the only hot spice in Thailand. Nan Prek, their hot sauce, is added to many of their foods also. You will want to be cautious about what you add to your Thai meal. Besides these, there are lots of hot foods in the world, and some people are crazy for them. In moderation, hot food can pep up our appetite and promote digestion, but too much can cause stomach problems. So enjoy hot food, but take care of your stomach.